Professor Elif Jacobs, welcome to Helmicoscopia.
Welcome, thank you.
We wanted to talk about labs are vital today, and our first question is, could you please tell us what labs are vital is?
Oh, absolutely, be my pleasure. I spoke on El Microscopo around a year or so ago about labs are vital, and so I think it's very appropriate that we speak about it again. Just to remind the listeners, the Labs Are Vital program is an international campaign that actually was started in 2008 to promote the field of laboratory medicine as a career choice, as well as promoting it from making sure that people understood the role and the value of laboratory medicine. It was started, like I said, in 2008 by Abbott Diagnostics, but then it wasn't going as far or as fast as everybody would like, and it was decided that in 2012 that Abbott Diagnostics would pull back from it and it would become a program that is run solely by a consortium of global professional bodies. And the four initial members of the consortium are the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, the International Federation of Biomedical and Laboratory Scientists, IFBLS, the World Association of Societies of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, WASPBLM, and the American Society for Clinical Pathology, ASCP. And as I said, the importance of the Labs Are Vital program is really its top-level objective, which is to communicate the essential contribution that laboratory medicine makes to our healthcare system, emphasizing laboratory professionals as being central to safe, effective patient care, and raising the profile of laboratory medicine as an attractive career choice. We want to recognize regional and local differences, but at the same time, confirm a common message that we all can promote to pathology and laboratory individuals, as well as decision makers and policy makers, that pathology and laboratory medicine is the essential partner in patient care.
And Labs Are Vital was present in the ISCC World Lab Congress 2014 in Istanbul this year. Was there any special activity carried out there?
We did not have any specific overt activities at the World Conference. I did give a presentation to the attendees on the Labs Are Vital program and the value of in promoting laboratory medicine and understanding that we need hard data and we need to prove it to the world, and not just to ourselves, that message that we often hear that 70% of medical decisions are made based on laboratory medicine, or that even though the laboratory constitutes only 3 to 5% of the cost of healthcare, it affects 70% of the health of cost of healthcare. Either of those two messages are often stated, but we need to have proof to back them up, and that's one of the goals of the Labs Are Vital program, is to help identify those information gaps and then help people in filling them.
And is Labs Are Vital going to be present at the AACC annual meeting this year?
Again, we will not have any specific booth or activities there. We will be discussing it with various individuals, both from corporations as well as other national societies, to be more involved with Labs Are Vital, because it's very important that this is a voice of the people, not just the voice of a couple organizations that are supporting it, but it truly is everyone promoting their value and helping raise the flag and raise the ship so that we sail better.
Perfect, very good. And how can we join Labs Are Vital, and who can join it?
Okay, there are several ways that an individual can be involved with the Labs Are Vital program. Just as an individual person, just you and I, or anybody that's working in a laboratory, they can go to the Labs Are Vital website, which is www.labsarevital.com, and they can register onto the website. As a registered individual, you can write blogs. We have a very active website to help promote the field, and there are basically five different categories that blogs can be written in, ranging anywhere from community experiences to examples of how patient safety has been ensured, to talking about disease state management, patient care pathways. There's six different topic areas that anybody can write on or comment on a blog that's already been posted, but only if they're a registered individual. And it's very simple. You go onto the website and there's a click on box to register. You register and then you can log in and comment or write blogs. You don't have to register to go to the website and read the blog, but if you want to add anything to them, then you actually have to register. So as an individual, that's how you can get involved. There's another aspect, which are called My Community Pages. And in the My Community Pages, as I was saying earlier, the four organizations are the board members, ASCP, IFCC, IFBLS, and WASPALM, but any other global organization in laboratory medicine can petition to become a full member of the Labs Are Vital program. But regional and local organizations, say the Brazilian Society of Laboratory Medicine, or the Mexican Society, or Calabria as a complete region, could become affiliate members. And as affiliate members, then you have the ability to have what are called community pages. And community pages would be in your own language and would address issues or subjects that are uniquely of concern to your region, which may not be of concern to the entire world. If they're of concern to the entire world, we would ask it to be put onto the main website, but affiliate members do have the option to develop these community pages and address more local issues rather than the global issues that the overall website addresses. And then the final way that somebody could get involved with the program, if they're in a company, is to become a corporate sponsor of the program, and which would then allow them to provide some funding to the program. And what they would get out of it would be, one, the recognition that they are supporting this global initiative. They could also contribute blog items, and we would actually fast track them so they get there sooner than other ones. You know, sponsors do have to have some advantage to them, I'm sure you can appreciate. But even the blogs that they wrote cannot be advertisements. They have to have scientific or social or political significance, but not just be a sales pitch to sell something. for example, if it was Roche Diagnostics, they could talk about a blog on the value of high-sensitive troponin assays, but they couldn't talk about why their cobas system is better than anybody else's. One would be a scientific value, the other one would be an advertisement. So there would not be advertisements, but they could put up blogs. So that's how an individual can get involved with the Labs Are Vital program, from being an individual person to being a member of an affiliate organization, regional or local professional body, to being a member of a full board member society like myself. I am the IFCC representative on the membership board, or being corporate and helping to help in that way.
Alice, we are inviting our audience to join Labs Are Vital. What would you say to them? Why should they be part of Labs Are Vital?
Why should an individual be part of Labs Are Vital? It would be the same reason why should they be part of any professional society within their field. You do it for a variety of reasons. Will directly help you in your profession, in your career? Probably not directly, but will it help the profession itself? Absolutely. And if we help the profession, ultimately we're helping ourselves. And how are we helping the profession? We're helping the profession by being another voice in the chorus that is singing the praises of Labs Are Vital, and not just praise for sake of praise, but praise for value. That where we are helping people understand who and what we are. And unless we help people understand who and what we are, then we are not appreciated. And if we're not appreciated, then we don't, either us or others do not get the salary that we deserve, the professional recognition that we deserve. Our profession itself suffers. Laboratories don't get the funding, or regulations are put into place without appreciation of the impact on laboratories and the practice of laboratory medicine. So if you want to give back to the society, to the organization, to the profession that you have decided is what you want to do, then you should be involved. That's what you get out of it. If you're going into it thinking, no, is this going to get me a better job? Is this going to advance my career path? As an individual, probably not. But will this help it so that a future student does or picks this, as a career path, and it helps maintain our field? Absolutely. That's what we get out of this.
It's very clear. So, Alice, people can access Labs Are Vital through labsarevital.com, and they can also access through our website, where we've included the logo of Labs Are Vital with a link connected to your website, to the website of Labs Are Vital. So we invite the audience to access this website and know more about this great job Labs Are Vital is doing.
Yes, and if anybody has any questions that they want to send to me about Labs Are Vital or anything in the field of laboratory medicine that I can help them with, I'd be more than happy to. And they can write to me at my personal email address, which is E_Jacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S, at Verizon, V-E-R-I-Z-O-N, .net, N-E-T. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody has, give them any other information, and help whoever in their career.
Thank you very much for this information, and thank you very much for your time and dedication, Professor Ellis Jacobs.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.